I knew it was something special, but I didn't quite know what to do with it, so I didn't address it. I originally started with a lyric called Pretenses, and first few lines and the payoff, Pretenses, Pretenses. But I knew it wasn't right. Not many people know that. It was just a Pretenses lyric, which was much more of a relationship song, because the original lyric of Come D'Habitude was a relationship song.
Meanwhile, across the Atlantic in London, another iconic hitmaker would be trying to capitalize on the potential of Come D'Habitude.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me.
Yeah, the whole David Bowie thing started to come out later.
Here's David Bowie's former manager, Lawrence Myers.
I managed him from 1970. This was all before then. And he said, oh, such a great song, I tried myself. And what he did is he got a copy of the original Claude Francois record and recorded his voiceover. I don't know what ever happened to it.
Here's what happened. David Bowie had a recording of Come D'Habitude and wrote his own lyric over the top. The result was a song called Even a Fool Learns to Love, which was never officially released. Having lost out to Paul Anka for the rights to the song, Dave would later go on to write what he's referred to as a revenge song, Life on Mars.
It's on the merry cast tortured brow.
Listen carefully, and you can even hear the same chords cropping up in both songs.
Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again.
It was a sense of revenge in that, because I was so angry Paul Anka had done my way, that I thought, well, I'll do my own version. And it basically was my kind of modern take on My Way. I don't think that makes any sense, but I mean, there are flashes of melody in there, that there were definite parodies on My Way.
Sorry, David Bowie, but I guess you'll always have a few of your own classics to fall back on.